Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
morning. God bless you all in Radio Land this morning. I'm your host, servant, leader, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and I'm excited because this is the last Saturday of 2016. Can we get excited that we just made it? We made it another year. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be appreciative. We ought to be grateful. We ought to be blessing God. It was so many youth, so many people that didn't make it to today. So can we just give God a hallelujah praise? Can we acknowledge him for his grace and his keeping power? So I'm just ecstatic because God did not have to bring us this far, but he did. And I am certainly glad about it. Oh, my goodness. We are going to be praying for you. I just want you all to give me all of your prayer requests. You can inbox us right now on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and we are praying for you. So I don't want you to feel like you can't get your prayer requests in. We had so many prayer requests on last week. So please, please, please invite someone, if you haven't already, tell them to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. They could dial in at 213-943-3799. I'm just excited. I really am. God is great and greatly to be praised. So, again, let's just be excited about that. Okay, let's be excited about what God is doing and has done. 2017 is really going to be much better than 2016. Please do not allow the political outlook or outcome to be your destiny. Remember, God is still sitting on the throne. He sits high and he looks low. And we ought to be putting our faith in him. We got to be excited about God. God is great and greatly to be praised. It is he who woke you up this morning. It is he who has given you the activity of your limbs. So don't be in distress about what's going on around you. I am so, so, so excited. Ooh, glory. All right, you know what, we have also a guest with us today, and we're going to open their mic up very soon. But right now, I want you all to send your prayer requests. You can even send them to Ministry in Motion. That's our other Facebook page, Ministry in Motion. You can send them to, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm so excited. I'm getting tongue-tied. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Moving in Destiny, at Moving in Destiny. So, yeah. Get excited, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. So anyway, this is it. No more wasting time. The last Saturday of the year, you should go ahead on and give God some praise. God bless you. Just tune in live and send your prayer requests. We're getting ready to do our comprehensive prayer. We're getting ready to just do whatever God leads us to do. Is that all right? Can we just allow God to be God and not try to be in control of every little thing? I know it's the broadcast, but still at the same time, we want God to be able to be God and Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all our ways. So that's what I'm getting excited for. Is us being able to allow God to use us on this broadcast. So, anyway, excuse me. I am going to open us up with our comprehensive prayer this morning. And I just want you all to draw your minds in, draw your hearts in, and we're going to get ready to pray and command your morning. Heavenly Father, we just come to you humbly but boldly, Lord God, before your throne of grace, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you forgive us of all sins and trespasses as long as we repent. Father, move by your Spirit even now. Guide my words in this prayer. May I have the prayer of a bullseye prayer. We don't want to pray amiss, but God, we want to pray in your will. We want to pray in your way, and we're asking you to renew and give my total allegiance to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God and Holy Spirit, let it be fresh and anew today and for the rest of our lives to do your work and to do your will. Be obedient, Lord God, as I'm decreeing right now, Lord God, that we, the vessels, will have a spirit of obedience in 2017 in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I give my life and all that's in it to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is my reasonable service unto you, O God. And first and foremost, that I'm able and will be able to give you the glory and honor at all times, coming to you, Lord God, in thanks. You said to give thanks in everything. So we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for 2017 and all that you've done in it and what you have done through it. Lord God, we thank you that you've transformed lives. We thank you for every soul that was won over to you. We thank you for every body that was healed. We thank you for every marriage that was saved. We thank you for every life, Lord God, that you renewed. We just bless you for these things, oh God. Father, you are great. We honor you. You deserve the praises of the highest, which is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks on today, God. We give you the glory. We bless your mighty, omnipotent name, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, for this broadcast. We thank you for the resources to reach, Lord God, your people in the north, south, east, and west, the four corners of the earth, Lord God, those who are looking for a blessing, those who are looking for you to do something new in their lives, those who are looking to be restored unto you. Maybe they've broken away in a way they didn't mean to. But, Lord God, forgive us all of our sins, oh God, and make us fresh and anew. Bring restoration unto us, oh God. Order our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you that you've commanded our day, commanded this prayer, commanded this hour. Lord God, there will be no technological difficulties. Lord God, there will be no issues on this line, Lord God. But you have the angels who have opened up the airwaves, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And they are doing mighty works even through this prayer line. And souls are being reached, oh God. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors is being known amongst the four corners of the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As we pray on earth, the angels in heaven have already spread the word, oh God, unto your people, people that are lost, people who are looking for someone to pray, people who need Jehovah Jireh, people who need you in this fifth prayer watch, oh God. And we just thank you and praise you and give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And I decree these things, hallelujah, to be so. I just thank God, hallelujah. I just praise him and magnify him this morning, this last Saturday in 2016. God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. So we even thank you for your grace and your mercy that you've extended towards us, Lord Jesus. We honor you for that, dear God. We give you the praise, Lord God. You're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. I just thank him today. God is so awesome. God is so great. God is so good. And I honor him for everything. He is worthy of that. If we just thank him one time, two times, get up out of your bed and give him that sacrifice of praise, that sacrifice of glory and honor that he deserves. Because remember, if he didn't wake you up this morning, where would you be on today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I even, Lord God, just come to you according to your word written in John, Lord God, our favorite book to pray by. Lord God, we thank you for your word, and we know your word is true. We know your word is honest. Lord God, we know you're not a liar. We know you don't trick us like Satan. And your word says that if we abide in you, you would abide in us. And we ask you, Lord God, that we have the desires of your heart, Lord God, because if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord Jesus. And that's what I'm looking for this morning, that the people will have a delight for you, Lord God, not just be obedient and do it according to rote, but do it according to delight in the name of Jesus. Give us a spirit of delight so that your name is glorified, so that the kingdom of heaven has smiling people, oh God. Father God, we will be your disciples. Show us how to disciple people, word our mouths and govern our actions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we give you, Lord God, all the glory that you deserve today, and we come in agreement with Holy Spirit, and we just command, Lord God, that our day be that of peace, our day be that of glory, our day be that of victory and triumph in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I even command more workers, more prayer warriors to FMFC, Lord God, those who want to join the bandwagon, those who want to get on the line and pray, those who are willing to help, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, move by your spirit and have your way, Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord God, and order the steps of your people. Let them come out of disobedience. Let them come out of misalignment. Let them come out of error, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, you have your way in all of our lives. May we not continue to walk in our own ways, doing what we want to do, going where we want to go. But Lord God, I ask that you will allow us to stop and seek you, seek your face and not your hands, oh God. Seek your ears, Lord God, that we might speak into them and not move until you give us an answer, not go until you tell us to go, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the workers that are on their way that you have sent to follow me as I follow Christ Outreach Ministries International, oh God. Yes, Lord, you said that this is an international ministry, oh God. And I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, for the works of 2017, things that we haven't even seen yet, oh God, things that we don't even know that's going on, getting ready to transform. Fire. You told us don't wait for the battle to be over, hallelujah, but to shout now, hallelujah, and we give you the glory today. We shout hallelujah for the blessings on the way. We're not going to wait for the turmoil and then wait for the victory, but we're declaring and commanding the victory now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the bodies that you will heal in 2017, oh God. I thank you for the souls that you will save, God, and bring unto the body of Christ. in 2017, Lord Jesus. I thank you for restoration of families, Lord Jesus. Sons and daughters and mothers and fathers, oh God, coming back together in the name of Jesus. You pulling down those strongholds and casting down vain imaginations, oh God, and every high thing that would lift itself against the knowledge of you, oh God. We pull it down now in the name of Jesus, and families will be restored in the name of Jesus. Sisters back with sisters and brothers back with brothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that the kingdom is broadened, oh God, so that heaven is smiling, Jesus. Move by your spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We put the angels on command today to go get the lost, go get the youth who are out in the streets looking for power through the wrong things. Dismantle their plans. Dismantle their plots. In the name of Jesus, angels, go get our youth off the streets right now in the name of Jesus, as they are planning to do some things to bring in the new year. But we cancel it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not drink and drive. You will not shoot your guns. You will not go buy cocaine and weed. You will not rape nobody. You will not rob anyone. But angels, go and get the youth today in the name of Jesus from the north, south, east, and west, and command them to repent. Command them unto salvation. Command them to have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. We command them to come out of their evil, wicked ways on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel out every diabolical sanction on today. Satan, you a liar, and the father of all lies. You will not have victory. You will not triumph, but we cancel out all of your plans right now. We go to the root causes in the name of Jesus, and I speak to the youth. I even speak to the youth of by the hand. You will be followers of Christ. You will run and have a thirst for God. You will have clapping in your hands and running in your feet. You will want to know what God is all about in the name of Jesus. You will want to seek his word. You will want to read every day. You will come to by the hand and say, how can I be saved? I want to give my life over to you. Lord, don't let it just be a word, but turn it into a deed. Turn it into an action. Turn it into living little bitty epistles, youth epistles for Christ in the name of Jesus. I just command that. We have the power and authority to command, and I'm commanding on today that our youth be turned from their wicked ways and have repenting hearts in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we don't hear about the homicides on the news tomorrow that have occurred through the night. But Lord God, let this be the most somber, let this be the most peaceful, let this be the most calm New Year's Eve in history, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I command that. I link my faith to the other warriors on the line with me, and that we will decree and declare that there will be a peaceful Habashata New Year's Eve, and that people will be worshiping you, not just at the other churches, but in their homes. God, they will stop in their cars. They will stop in the retirement centers, in the senior citizen homes, and people will begin to worship you for yet another year. Hallelujah. We decree that. Angels, arrest the people by Holy Spirit and cause them to repent. Cause them to get off of their own plans and do the plans and the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today. Father, we just praise you today. Father, we just give you the glory today. Father, we just give you the honor today. And we bless your mighty, omnipotent name. Father, I just decree these blessings right now to be so, to be yes, and to be amen. Hallelujah. Command them to fall, better yet. Hallelujah. You have the authority to do that. You have the right to do that. God wants us to do that. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I pray right now that you have commanded the chains to be broken and to fall and dissipate in your life in the name of Jesus. I'm excited this morning because we have a woman of God on the line today. She has agreed to kind of pray and do what God has called her to do on this line. See, this again is the last prayer through Blog Talk for 2016. And so I want you all to get excited for that. This is the last week, last day, I can say day, in 2016. This is New Year's Eve, everybody. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get excited. She's on the line today. God bless you, woman of God, Prophet Pittman. Are you there? If you are on mute, unmute your phone, but your mic is open. God bless you. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. Are you there with us? God bless you. Okay, well, I'm going to hang on here. We're not going to let go. We're not going to give up. We'll keep trying, and we will get her on, you know, her mic is open, but the devil, he did that last week to me, and so I'm going to keep trying, and we're not going to stop until we get her. But until then, we're going to continue to advertise and let you all know that, yes, please have the people like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, because we are praying for you. That's where you submit your prayer request. So let's do so now. If you have one, invite people to like our page, Ministry in Motion. Ministry in Motion is where we go on TV, radio, prisons, wherever it is. But this is where we also do our ministry work, where we're live and in motion. So get excited for that. Excuse me. And so I'm going to try and get her back one more time here. God bless you, Prophet. Are you on the line? Hello? I pray that your phone is not muted. It should not be. We cannot hear you. We are trying to hear you, of course. Uh-oh, excuse me. Yes, this is just this devil. This is just Satan trying to clog up our radio time. And you know what? We're not going to let him. We are going to continue to pray. Continue to pray. So, Father God, we just thank you right now. We glorify you. I would send a prayer request this morning, Lord God, for someone in the hospital, someone who needs physical healing, Lord God, needs you to go within their body because they are having physical difficulties. But we decree right now that Satan is a liar. He has no power. We don't yield any power over to him, Lord God, and we look at it through faith that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you said greater work. So, Lord God, we're looking for you to even work through the nurses and the doctors, Lord God, as she is laid up in the hospital for her leg. And we decree healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We confess with the word of authority over her body, Lord God, even now for the angels to go into the hospital. And we command healing. We command swelling to go down. We command that any inflammation, any infection, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that is trying to plague her body will have to go. All infirmities will have to cease. In the name of Jesus, we command her body to come into alignment of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, that it will right now cease, Lord God, from being out of the alignment of your word. And we do command those chains to be broken. He's trying to discourage her in the last day of the year and to make her be laid up in the hospital. But one thing about you, God, you're an omnipresent God, and you're right there with her, Lord Jesus. And we thank you right now as we speak even to her blood vessels, oh God, that they come into alignment in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak that the liver that's supposed to get rid of the toxins to work in perfect alignment to where her body is not in pain, her body is not swelling, her body is not out of alignment. For Jesus bore our sins and Jesus bore sickness. He carried our pain. And so therefore we will give no place to sickness nor pain. She won't have headaches. She won't have body aches. But Lord God, that they will be able to release her from the hospital today. We decree and declare a victory. We decree and declare a testimony. We decree and declare right now that we will get a phone call that she has been released, that all is well, and that she's encouraged, oh God, and able to give her testimony unto others of your mighty works, God, your healing power. For you said healing is the children. Bread. Lord God, I feed her the whole loaf even now. In the name of Jesus, just wake her if she's asleep and allow her to drink from your well of water. Lord God, that water where she'll never thirst again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we sabotage every plot and plan of the enemy over her life. In the name of Jesus, we dismantle it. It will not go forth. She is victorious. She is triumphant, and she is walking out of that hospital on both legs. I'm not saying with crutches. I'm not saying with chains, but God, she will rise up, Papa Shata, up off that bed in the name of Jesus, and she will move by your Spirit. For your spirit, oh God, doesn't need any help. It doesn't need any crutches, oh God. So I thank you for Holy Spirit infiltrating her body, permeating her body in the name of Jesus, and that she is feeling well, she is feeling good, and she is on her way, Lord God, and we are just waiting on that phone call in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, we praise you, and we command every prayer to be so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are still rolling through our prayer requests this morning, and while we're doing so, we're looking for the woman of God. God bless you. Your mic is open. Can you hear us? God bless you. Your mic is open. Can you hear us this morning? Okay, so see, she is one of the prophets, and we are trying to get her connected for you all. We were going to do a special prayer. Have we been disconnected? It says I'm okay, that they are saying something, okay, technological difficulties. God bless you. Can you hear me? Are we live? Can you hear us very well?
I can hear you.
Okay, amen. God bless you. Just want to make sure, because we were getting some messages that the people could not hear us. Okay, well, I bless you for tuning in. Do you have a prayer request this morning?
This is Neosha. I'm the one in the hospital.
Yes, I just prayed for you. God bless you, woman of God. I just went before the throne of grace on your behalf. And I want you to be encouraged. Satan is a liar. We thank you for calling in, for tuning in. God is able, and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we can ask or think. So, yes, I just want you to join in with the victory. I want you to command the enemy to go back to the pit of hell, for he has no place, he has no power, and I'm wanting you to walk up out of that hospital on today. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I heard your prayers, and I receive it. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. We are appreciative of everyone who tunes in. Saints of God, you all must know and understand, we are taking resources to be live on the radio each week, and we are trying to make sure that we are able to bless the people of God. The Archbishop, everybody, is trying to get in. And he's having problems getting in. I would have certainly liked for him to pray for you all this morning. And, yeah, that's Satan. I would have certainly loved for him to be able to be with you all live this morning. Oh, glory be to God. Father, you know all things. As he is sending in messages even now, he was going to pray for the people this morning. But you know what? God is still great. God is still good. And we are grateful that he has even attempted to call in. God bless you, man of God. Can you hear us? Your mic is open.
I can hear you, Apostle Overton. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. We are so appreciative this morning. This is my covering on the line. This is Archbishop Dr. Will Boyd, all the way from Florence, Alabama. And I know it's God. You know, sometimes, saints of God, we got to just be a little bit more obedient. I was told on last week from Holy Spirit to have him to call in for the last week of the year. And I said, oh, he's so busy all the time. I don't want to be the one to wake him from his bed. But you know what? I'm thankful, Archbishop, that you were obedient this morning, because you didn't even know Holy Spirit told me that last week. But I'm just asking you, since you were obedient, I know these lines give us great difficulty. So while I have you, can you please just yield unto Holy Spirit, whether you want to pray, prophesy, decree, declare, you have the mic, man of God. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, prayer warriors. I'm just thankful to be on today. This evening is a time that we normally go into a watch night service. And watch night service, we watch and we wait for good news, good messages. We wait for a word to come that we have been free, that we have been released, that there's a new breakthrough that is on the way. And two words I just want to give. One is out of Exodus 14. It's that when the people were hemmed in, when they were trapped, they felt like they couldn't go anywhere because God had set them up to look like they had nowhere to go. But God told Moses, lift up his hands, stretch out his staff, divide the waters, and go through. In other words, when the people of God were trapped, Moses began to declare to the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and what he can do to save. But God said, why are you crying out to me? Basically, God said, I've already given you what you need to divide what is keeping you out of your promised land, and stretch out your hands, go forth into the place that I've called you. So today I'm stretching out my hands physically right now as you do it with me as well. And we're declaring spiritually that every Red Sea that has divided us from our promised land, every Red Sea that has stopped us from going forward into the places of promise, every Red Sea that seemingly had us trapped in with Pharaoh's army behind us, we're declaring that it has been divided and we are going through on dry land. And we're also declaring as we begin to pray that the waters, as they collapse for Moses onto Pharaoh's army, would collapse also behind us as the angel moved from in front, a place of leading, to the back, a place of protecting. As the cloud moved from a place of offering guidance to a place of offering covering. We pray, God, as we go through what looks like the shadow of death, as we go through this place of transition from 2016 into 2017, may you cause now a collapsing of walls onto our enemy and everything trying to chase us and rob us of victory. And God, in the New Testament, we climb on over into John 10, where you are declared, Jesus, to be the good shepherd who would lay down his life for the sheep. And as your sheep today, who seemingly are always before the slaughter in 2016, we declare in 2017 that this be a year of our release and our restoration. We declare this be a year where we are set free from the things that wanted to entrap us, enslave us, and that this be a year where you reveal to us, you restore to us everything that the locust, the cankerworm, and any other thing has tried to eat away. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have provided for us a way of escape. John 10 and 10 tells us that your son Jesus is the porter. Your son Jesus is the door. Your son Jesus is the good shepherd. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, that when we feel like we are lost and we have nowhere to go, that you have opened up a door unto us. You have made a way out of no way, that we can cross in and find protection and preservation. God, protect us from the wiles of the devils. Protect us from the wiles of the devil himself, from Satan, from Lucifer himself. Protect us from the thieves and the robbers, the thieves who want to do unethical things, the robbers who want to take possessions from us, the beasts who want to devour us. But thank you that John 10 and 10 says, even when the enemy, even when Satan desires to sift us, not only as we, but to come in and exactly John 10 and 10, steal, kill, and destroy. John 10 and 10 part B says that you have come to give us life, and that life more abundantly. God, we thank you that we're about to enjoy the abundant life that comes with preservation and protection. God, we thank you for the abundant life that comes when you reveal those things that are not as though they are. The preservation that comes as you lead as a good shepherd us into the pastures that are green and the waters that are still. Father, thank you for binding up the enemy on every side. And as we cross over into 2017, may this be the year that we not only recover, but that you reveal as our good shepherd the things, oh God, that you want us to occupy, the places that you want us to go, the people that you want us to minister to, ultimately for your glory. God, we thank you and we praise you that this is the crossover moment. Thank you, as Japan is next in line to celebrate the new year. We thank you even right now in the United States or whatever country we may be in, that this is our new year. We declare new things right now, and we command blessings. We command restoration. We command revelation. We command everything that you have for us to come our way today. Father, we thank you that this, again, is not for our glory, but it's for your very own. So, Father, thank you for blessing the woman of God who leads this prayer conference, who leads this prayer call, who commands blessings, who speaks over people all over the world. Thank you for follow me as I follow Christ. Thank you for her hands being strengthened. Thank you that, like Moses, she shall lift up her staff, the shepherd's staff, over the people that you have called her to cover and pray for. And thank you that when she stretches out her hands, God, the hand is symbolic of authority, that God, you will give her authority and power that you delegate through your name, through your son, Jesus. Thank you that the Holy Spirit is with her, and as he brooded over the waters in Genesis 1, that he would also brood over every Red Sea and open it up so that God, she can cross over. And the people that are walking with her, your sheep, will be able to go in thereafter. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name for this year of revelation, restoration. In Jesus' name, we thank you for release of everything that's trying to bind
thank
us.
You, Lord.
In Jesus' name, preservation and protection. All of God's people said amen.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you so much. We appreciate you again just obeying God this morning. It just was ordained for you to be on the line, and I know the enemy gave you a fight, But look out, everybody. He didn't win. Everybody who has tuned in, all the callers listed, I know I didn't get to everybody, but I know that prayer wasn't just for me. I released that same prayer over every listener, over every ear. Over every bended knee, those who sacrificed sleep this morning to come before the throne of grace in this fifth prayer watch, I just release that prayer over you and that God would do just what he said he would do. I told everybody, I was at a breakfast meeting earlier this week, Archbishop, and I told somebody, I said, this is going to be the year of obedience, no matter how big or how scary that destiny journey might look to me. I'm not going to freeze up. I'm not going to stop along the way and maybe just rest over in the ditch somewhere, but I'm going to press my way on to my destiny without reservation, without questioning God. You know, when God told Abram to go to a land in which he would show him, Abram, he might have went back and got family, but the point is he remained obedient. And so I want to look and get that Abrahamic blessing so that I can just be obedient, because sometimes trials and tribulations come, you know, sir, and they trip us up and they don't, and Satan doesn't want us to get to our victory place, our prophetic Goshen. But I speak and release that even over you for praying for us this morning. I thank you for pressing. I thank you for pushing, no matter how many times that the technology didn't want you to get in, but I decree and declare a thousandfold blessing just for your press this morning.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If I may, Apostle, just say one more word relating to the pressing.
Absolutely.
The Lord said, this year is not the time to lose your mind. And Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 patriarchs were shepherds. And normally we talk about shepherds as it relates to the narrative with Christ being born, the advent, and him coming into the world. We talk about the shepherds with their flocks and those who obviously were bringing gifts, who had an encounter with Herod, wise individuals. But what's most important relating to the shepherd and not losing your mind is John 10 and verse 1 indicates that anybody who enters into the sheep cote, anybody who enters into the place where the sheep were, the sheepfold, there are different meanings for that Greek word sheepfold in the Old Testament and the New. But long story short, the sheepfold is an enclosure. It's a place where sheep entered into by night when they were in districts where things were tough. And it's been a night season where things have been tough, where, again, thieves, robbers, and beasts wanted to devour. But the interesting thing is, I'll preach this at midnight, around midnight tonight, 11 o'clock tonight in Alabama. The interesting thing is the shepherds would actually put thorny bushes around the top perimeter of this enclosure in which they became the porters for, the doorkeepers for, that they laid their lives down for and fought for. But interestingly, the thorns would keep those out who tried to gain unlawful access. And in the end of the chapter, what they wanted to do to Jesus was stone him. These enclosures were made of stone. Stone enclosures with one single opening. And sheep went in, and they knew the shepherd's voice. And I'm closing with this. Once again, even though there were animals who tried to leap and gain unauthorized entry, robbers who tried to scale the wall and take sheep that does not belong to the fold of God, the Bible teaches us that if they came any other way, who they are, these are people who will scatter at the sign of trouble and run. But most interestingly to me that we'll break down tonight is that the thorns were placed on the top of the enclosure. They crowned the surroundings so that things could get through. And then I thought about, when the Spirit of Lord revealed to me the fact that in the end, when the good shepherd was being crucified on the cross, they gave him a staff in the scourging and a purple robe in the scourging before they beat him. And they put a crown of thorns on his head.
Yes.
They ripped off the robe. They took away the reed, the staff. They put back on his outer garments after scourging him, beating him to his back with like a child's ribbons, as one said, blowing in the wind. When they sent him off, the only piece that did not get taken back away was the crown of thorns. And as I'm visualizing every picture of Jesus Christ in agony on the cross, even if it's only a headshot, all we see is the crown of thorns. And the Lord reminded me that whenever the enclosures were crowned with thorns, it was to keep the unlawful entry of the wild beast, the robbers, and the thieves out. And so of all places to have a crown of thorns, our chief shepherd had it around his head. What people thought was a sign of embarrassment turned out to be a thing that would keep birds or things lodging from the air from trying to pick at his head and take his mind. And spiritually, I just want to cross over and say, the things that you thought were excruciatingly painful in 2016, the things that were allowed to be placed on your head, the things that were troubling your mind, are the very things that are going to keep you in 2017. Going to keep the enemy from scaling into your mind, from taking what does not belong to them. May God bless you, Apostle, and all those who are participating today. But remember, in this year of protection and preservation, restoration, release, revelation, through obedience that you've been talking about, may we hold on, because now is not the time to lose our minds.
Oh, glory to God. This is not the time to lose your mind. So don't even say that in wayward conversation, and don't allow the enemy to let that be declared over your life. You know how you go through trials and tribulations. You're like, oh, my God, I thought I was going to blank. But I decree that your, just even your speech, your verbals will be changed. Oh, Archbishop, I thank you for that awesome, awesome word. See, you all, that's just a little tidbit of what he plans on preaching tonight. I wish I were there, Archbishop. Archbishop, if you don't, if you would be so kind, I know I only have 2 minutes. But in 2 minutes, I know you could say something for this woman of God who has left me a prayer request. And she's just looking for a prayer and intercession for her relationship and for her ministry. I'm not going to reveal her name out of respect, but can you just pray a one-minute prayer for her relationship she has entered and for her ministry?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that your son Jesus is the good shepherd. And Father, we understand that your sheep know your voice and another that they will not follow. Thank you that there is such a relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, as it was in the days of the patriarchs that we spoke of earlier, that even if a shepherd changed his clothes, even if a shepherd had on different attire, as long as the sheep heard his voice, another they did not follow. So, Father, I thank you that you will make your voice clear to the woman of God. I thank you, O God, that when you call her, she would obediently follow. I thank you that she is trusting you all the way. So, Father, in the last few seconds of this prayer, I thank you that her ministry will become fruitful. I thank you that she is divinely protected. I thank you, O God, that this will be a year of increase. This will be a year where you bring in others into the fold, that you charge her just to watch over and be in charge of under you. Father, thank you for giving her shepherding skills that, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, and even Jesus Christ, she'll be able to lead and guide and be blessed under your divine care and protection. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I appreciate all my tune-ins. This has been your servant host leader this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and I'm just excited for all of you all who tuned in today. We don't have but a few minutes, but may God command and ordain your day according to his heart. God bless you.